Electric cord fucked, makes squiggles and lines. Sometimes so good and often distort, almost get high. Always out of phase, relayed by the curve at jacking on reverb or peeling off skin. A toast to the guts of it, and hammer on hard. Ratchet guitars, yeah, hammer on hard. Don't destroy my brain down, hey, maybe pause for the future. Tune out the retard, says all the cripples can party. Foreign pine saw on the speaker phone, bring on the shine. The white out the shyness, explode now. All lights fucked on a hair amp, drew in the hack and the rattle and the hairy gut shine. For the girls kissing girls and the boys kissing boys and the girls kissing boys, the hairy gut shine.
Shop.
Yeah. RCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Yeah. Ride and joy.
Yeah.
Ride and joy. Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pen. You can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine. Yeah. She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah,
sugar and spice. Everything nice. Everything nice and big.
And big.
She's gonna break your heart like she is mine.
She'll put her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine.
Yeah.
She'll be sugar and spice now.
Sugar and spice now.
And everything nice now.
Yeah.
Everything nice and thin.
And thin.
She's gonna break your heart like she is mine. Don't let her be a baby.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just to say,
and I tell you, I
The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Just
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Row House Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rowhousecinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.
WRCT, in sound, from way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm Farron Cousins, and I'm going to be sitting in for David for these next 2 days. We've got a lot to cover today. Of course, we've had more from the January 6th committee. We've had more from the documentary film that is now a central piece of evidence in those hearings. We're going to be talking about all that, plus Marjorie Taylor Greene's week-long meltdown, among many other stories. So let's jump right into it. And I want to start by, of course, talking about the January 6th hearings. And the big takeaway that I have had from all of these hearings we have seen so far, everything that's come out of the committee, and pretty much anything that's been revealed since January 6th of 2021, is that had Donald Trump had a more competent team working for him, I think his coup would have gone a lot differently, and not, of course, in a good way for the United States. So think about this for a moment. One of the things we learned earlier this week was that Mark Meadows was actually offering state officials free MAGA stuff, including autographed MAGA gear, if officials were, you know, willing to toss out their state's 2020 election results. Not exactly a big selling point, right? You know, like, hey, we know it's unconstitutional. We know you're going to have to break the law, but we're going to throw in a free hat. How does that sound, right? Nobody in their right mind is going to take that offer. And then, of course, we have Mike Lindell, who has been spearheading the efforts to overturn the 2020 election results to this very day. Attorneys like Sidney Powell and John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani, all of this cast of just absolute weirdos working to overturn the 2020 election. And all of them, in my opinion, equally incompetent. And that's the thing, though. Had any of these individuals been switched out by somebody that maybe actually knew what they were doing, you know, somebody with a little bit of a brain in their heads, Trump could have succeeded. You know, switch out Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and substitute in Bill Barr. Suddenly that becomes a lot scarier if the Attorney General of the United States had gone along with this plan. He would have been able to use the power of the DOJ. There would have been enough people inside the DOJ to try to carry out these plans. Think for a second if instead of Mike Lindell going out there and selling this to the public, which hasn't gone very well for him, what if it was Karl Rove instead? Things would have been a lot different. Rove is a master at messaging. He's an expert manipulator, whereas, of course, Mike Lindell just comes across as, you know, bit of an unhinged kind of guy.